San Juan Open, beginning a visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, 29th of November, 73. San Juan Open, and beginning a visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, the 29th of November, 73. Channel 1 over and beginning the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, the 29th of November, 73. Channel 1 over and the beginning of the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, the 29th of November, 73.
I've been working that, and I had that fan on. I seen your pippy in your box. I'd have brought it if I knew you went home, but I wouldn't bother.
Up until that rain. How long has it been raining over at your place?
I come from the other way. You know, if you don't know here, I told you I work in that grove.
Yeah.
On the other side of Hawthorne. It wasn't raining back there when I leave.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't raining back there.
It hadn't got over there yet, huh?
It was on its way, though. It was dark. It was getting when I was on my way.
What's coming really?
Up. Yeah, it was getting dark back in there. Dark and darker.
Where you gotta go?
Throat killer. Carry them on you.
Yeah.
Them in them little shop, little shades.
Yeah.
I got them already sold. The man told me to bring them this morning.
Can you get your money out of him?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He give it to me as soon as I roll up now.
Yeah.
I don't have to even get them off. Or he'll be handing me the money.
What is that on the way home?
No. I got to go clean that old killer. On that four lane, you know where. Oh, it's a good piece for no killer out this way, but on the four lane there.
Yeah.
So I go straight on from here there. Then I come back around home.
On 301.
I go on 441.
441.
And now I come back on 301 home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go on 441, it goes into 301.
Goes into 301, they'll come together down there.
Yeah.
And I'll go about 5 miles up the road, that's where the little shed.
Oh, I see.
After they come together down there.
Well, now, do you go back on 301?
No. 301 and 441 come together.
Yeah, but I mean when you go home.
When I go home, I go on 301 back home.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you ain't much out. You're not going out of your way much.
No, and I'm supposed to stop by this restaurant down here in Orange Lake.
Yeah,
and sit off about 6 bunches of greens. Right there.
Shade wind.
Yeah. Then I'll go on in and kill him, and then I'll come home, and I'm through for the day.
Yeah.
But they want more. They done give me an order again.
Yeah.
So they just keep me going now.
Well, where you get these greens
from? I got them greens from over here from my son. He got plenty of them.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he got a big field. But mine didn't grow hardly. It ain't rain out on them. You know when it rained out there?
Oh, you mean over there on the Hawthorne Road?
Yeah. You know last time it rained out there, I was picking them peas. You remember when I come by and them peas?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't rained since. Now, you know how long that been.
Yeah.
And my greens growing. They about like that there, but they just need water.
Well,
if that water get on them, do I got it? If it rained there today.
Well, will they still make?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll make. What did you tell for me to get some coffee?
Yeah, you wouldn't hurt you to have a little.
Warm me up, eh?
Yeah. If a fella just rushes around, you see, from pillar to post, it'll wear him out.
It sure will.
Just wear him out.
Yeah, it will. John, what do you do?
What do you do that you like to do anymore?
I love farming, but I just can't command it hardly. I love farming. I love that farm business.
Yeah.
But I just can't hold on to it. Look like I love that.
Yeah.
That oil and money is what you get. But they're thinking to stop all the tourists now. So what we gotta do?
Yeah. What are we gonna do?
If you stop the tourists, you ain't gonna sell nothing.
No, we got no customers.
That's right. That's what buy all them oranges and things, going along the road, them little blue sheds.
Yeah. If it wasn't for that, you'd just have to sell them all to the packing house.
That's right. And he'll just take them from you when he find out he can do that.
Yeah.
That's right.
But ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
That's something. If you haven't got another market there, sort of liven it up.
You ain't joking. There ain't no joke. There ain't no joke. It's going to be something.
Well,
and I appreciate my little change you let me made this summer, because I'll clear that helped me a long, long way.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you don't know what you've done. You don't know what you, what you know, the Lord will help you for that. He ain't joking. He'll help you for helping poor people where they ain't got nothing like that.
Yeah.
You helped me. I had to say so. But you didn't know it, did you?
No.
Yeah, you really did.
You mean you just needed something to work with?
Yeah, and I got it. And I was getting that little money to help feed me, help pay my little bills.
Yeah.
And help me to got me how I can plot a seat.
Yeah.
But Lord, man, I was paying it. But you know them little peanuts helped me.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. You had a market right here.
Zebby.
Yeah.
Zebby, come get them. That's right. But you don't find that every day, though, do you?
You don't find it over in Citra much.
No, sir.
That's why
all the land they got there, they won't let you plant none of it on the continent. They say they got cattle, and they don't want you to farm it. They rather put grass on it. It's just a mess, I tell you. And they got plenty of land they don't even never use. Don't put no grass or nothing on it. But that's just the way the people live. I don't know why some people like me. Offer to pay them for the rent of the land, and they won't let you have it.
No, they don't. They ought to find. Now, you see, There ought to be somebody around there, you see, that you could work in with.
That's right. That's right. That ain't no joke. They just don't want to do it.
Well, now this fella over here, what's his name? Where you are?
Mr. Cooks. He ain't got enough land. That's what got him. See, he got all that orange grove. If you plant him now, you can't hardly plant in that orange grove and take care of the grove too, you know.
Uh-huh.
You can plant about two rows in the middle. Between there. That's about all. Then you can wake the orange tree too.
That ain't going to carry you far.
That's
There's
right.
Two rows in the middle.
That's right. That's right. Because he don't care if I plant that. And a little field he got out there, about 2 acres. And about 1 acre in the front. See, that just little places like that. That's all he got.
Well.
This other man would know him, let him have his pasture with a big doctor in Gainesville. He got a big pasture with him. Now that's where we had the watermelon. That was a big piece of land, but he said he's going to plant cow grass in there.
Yeah.
So that got that.
Everything, they do it the easy way, don't they?
That's right. I'll tell you what I want to do, though. Me and you got to get together on it. And give you half of the money, what I make. And just plant that place in peanuts early. And you get half of the money, and I get half. How about that?
Well,
let's study over it now.
You think your peanuts is the best thing?
That's the best thing you can put on there.
It don't take much work.
That's right. If you start and tend to them right in the right time, in March, you don't have no trouble. You can get $10 a crate for them. You might get more than that this time.
Well, you know, if you get started in March,
mm-hmm.
You see, you won't have to deal with all that old coffee weed.
Nah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm telling you. That's exactly what I'm telling you. But you could come back after you get that fresh crop off, and you could plant some peas or sweet potatoes there and make a good crop of sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
right there.
Something that will shade it all.
Nah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I got a whole lot of little sweet potatoes. You know, little ones?
Yeah.
So I like that and things. And I'm going to bed them. And I'll have plenty of vines. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put them right in. I got them now to the house.
Oh. Take your peanuts off and put in some sweet potatoes.
No, that's right. And then that sweet potato crop will come in there after the peanuts, and you make money off of them. You make more money off of the potatoes than you would off the peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, they sell for about $8 a bushel.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes, they high now.
You couldn't buy them for that. That'd be a dime piece, John.
Is that the way it is? I bought three and it was $1 so three good sizes. It wasn't a bit bigger. It was a little bit larger than this jar here. Right at $1. This vessel said $1.90 or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's high. Yes,
did
sir.
You ever think you'd pay that for sweet potatoes?
Never have thought. I never dreamed of that. No.
Well,
My daddy used to have them in banks, and we'd let them stay there and feed them to the hogs. We'd run over to the next year, and we'd feed them to the hogs. You don't get that no more, though. I seen a man making syrup just now up to the Hawthorne. Between Hawthorne and Grow Park. Had his mule just going, attracted us, and the juice just running out, and they didn't have a smoke coming from under a kettle.
Yeah.
They making syrup up there.
Well,
yes, sir.
Make sure.
Think about my granddaddy these. My old granddaddy used to have that stuff.
Yeah.
And had his smoke all out there, just big old ham just hanging up. Now I'd get me a knife and even cut me a little piece off and eat it raw. You know how it is.
Yeah.
That thing was good.
Yeah, just eat it raw.
Yeah, you can smell it all over the place. Killing that meat.
Yeah.
People got out of all of that. Looked like they just kind of run away from everything but right and good.
Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you, John, this thing seems so fast, you
mm-hmm.
know, it just keeps you sort of able all the time. Yeah,
sure will.
If a fella had time to catch his breath and think a little bit,
mm-hmm.
he could take care of himself.
You ain't joking.
But look at all these bills.
That's right.
These bills come in so fast, it makes you...
Man, you got to run the red, goodness of God, don't say nothing. And I had that home I got built, you know, the year when President Kennedy got killed. And I've been paying on it ever since.
Yeah.
And that's been 10 years ago now. I don't know how many more years I got to pay.
That's right. It's been 10 years because he was on the radio.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
And I've been paying on it 10 years now. I forgot how many years I had. I forgot. I can look on my paper and find out. But I ain't through paying yet. Not quite.
10 years not quite enough?
No, I think it'll be about 15.
Well...
I think they give me 15 years to pay it. Oh. Got about 5 more, I imagine.
At least you got it. You got cheap money then.
That's right. I couldn't build that house for that, no. Oh, man. I bought them blocks for 12 cents a piece. You know what them blocks cost now? 36 cents for the sorest grade. Not the best. That's for the worst sorry grade. The best grade will cost you about 40 something cent a block. Just for the old block.
Well, now, all the time I've been buying them, they've been costing around 20 cents, and they deliver them.
You won't get them now. Can't hardly get them.
They deliver them, John.
Yeah, goodness. Yeah, that ain't something to think of.
Well, that rests me a little bit.
Yes.
Feel a little better.
Sure. Reckon what time it is? My watch broke. I got in the shop.
It's about 3 o'clock. That's
yeah,
fast.
I'll get on down there in plenty of time. Man wants $3 of them sour. I told him, I don't know what he got to do with them sour tangerines. He said he want them, so he bought them. Of course, the man give me half of the money for what I sell. Mm-hmm. Them things up there. Like that. Told me to carry all I want home to, for my use and to eat and for my children. But he won't pay for the others. give him half of the money.
He lets you eat what you want, but if you sell him...
I give him half of the money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that because I believe in right. I don't believe in wrong.
Yeah. How much did they sell for now, John?
$5 a bushel.
$5?
A bushel.
That's not select. That's just out of the field.
This chem right there. You know you got to carry him to the man and get $5 on him. But if he come to the field, he can get them for about $4.50.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. $4.50 if he come get them himself.
Yeah. Well, that travel adds up.
Oh, man, don't say nothing. And they got to stop you from traveling now. They cut out on this gas the first of the year. You know you ain't got to get no gas.
Yeah.
You ain't got no big drum job to get one either.
I used to have, but they're all gone. I don't even have one that ever... They've all got a hole in them that I've got.
Man, a man better look out for himself a little bit, don't you think?
What do you burn over there for heat? Gas?
Wood. I got a heater. But I had to burn gas from a stove. But I burn wood from a heater.
Were you cooking stove?
Yeah.
You got a gas cook stove?
That's right.
And then you burn...
wood for heat.
Yeah.
And I got a wooden heater, one of them big iron heaters.
Where you get your wood?
To the dump. Go down to the dump and get it.
Where people haul it off.
Haul it off, sawed up in blocks. Mm-hmm.
Already sawed
up. Already sawed up. Down here, there's only lake dump. I done haul. If you go to my house, look, you say, where you get all that wood from?
Yeah.
And I go to that in the Citra, and I get it out of that and carry it there. People say, where you going with all that junk? I got it there. I got plenty of wood.
Probably
not. Yes, sir.
All sawed up. All sawed up.
That's right.
Got to split it.
That's all. Yes, sir. They haul it there and throw it away and cut it up and throw it away. So I go out there and get it.
John, what I'm talking about now, I'm not talking about farming. I'm talking about what you see. You can, all you can do now is just keep your mind on putting something on the table.
That's right.
You don't have no pleasure.
That's right. Sure don't. Sure don't, no. Sure is.
So it used to be you didn't know what a good thing you had of it.
You ain't joking. You sure didn't. Sure didn't, I ain't no joke.
Now you could just lay out all you wanted to.
That's right. That's right.
And nobody cared.
That's right, sure did. Ain't never been none of them.
Yeah. And there's something going on over there all the time.
All the time. All the time.
And you didn't have to look around for somebody to knock around with. There's plenty of them there.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right. Sure were.
Well, I'm not talking about in the Depression. I'm talking about, you know, when you had a little money.
That's right. That. Sure right.
Well, now, that's, I think about that a whole lot, you see.
Sure right.
About everything I do around here is just picking up stuff.
Sure right.
Trying to keep the fences up and all like that. I don't get out and knock around in it.
No, you're right. No, sir.
You gotta watch after your children.
That's right. Two of them, one done married, another none leave home, so they're the girls. Them boys, like, they just scatter anyhow. I don't, they rough. And the girls done gone, one of them married, and they didn't tell us she was gonna marry till like the day, and she married the next night.
Yeah.
We didn't know she was even thinking of getting married. Didn't know she was even coding. She finished the 12th grade.
Yeah. Oh, did
she? We wanted to send her to college. I went and borrowed some money, and my daughter, which got a little money, said, I'll pay the other half, and we're going to send her to college. Said she don't want to go to college.
Yeah.
But I ain't coating. I mean, you know anything she's ready to marry. So, she said she don't believe she needs no more school. She need it, but she said she don't.
Well, she might change her mind.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the other one do.
She quit school. She ain't but 16. She quit school. Went off from home and stayed 2 weeks. Well, we went to pushing behind and hunting her and had the shares, give the shares and the juvenile people her picture. And she come back home and stayed then, all right. Now she done moved from home again.
Oh, I see.
So she come the other day and told me, said, Daddy, we might get married.
Yeah.
So if she get married, I'd appreciate her better.
Yeah, you'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ask you, they just tell you.
Mm, yeah, that's it.
Now, what happens to your boys, John?
I got 2 boys married and got a family. You know, one got 6 children, the other got 5.
Oh, they have?
Mm-hmm.
Good yeah. Lord, you got more grandchildren than you can take over.
My grandboy is the president of the North Mirror School. President over there group. He's the president over there. Had his picture in the newspaper, you know, Killer Star Banner the other day.
Yeah.
And some white children in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he the president.
Yeah. Well, are you
kind of proud of him? Yes, sir. He's going on now.
Do you go over there and visit him?
Yes, sir. Sure do. I asked him, I said, who little picture that I seen in the paper? That was my granddaddy.
He owns up to it.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, when they go to school like that, it kind of keeps them out of mischief.
No, that's right. That's right. But every time they pick up a paper, now some little boy done shot a BB gun in somebody's window or shot their car glass out or something all the time. It's Miss Stevens.
Yeah.
But the other bad boys cause a heap of that. They bad and the other boys bad too together. They ain't bad, but this Miss Stevens.
They don't know much, and they don't hardly know the difference. Let me tell you what happened over here. Ain't anybody much broke. Nobody's ever broke in over here.
Mm.
But what they do, we don't have a dog. Not many people around here. Most of the time, it's rather quiet. They come over here and just help themselves to the gasoline.
Oh, sure.
All they got to do is walk up there and put a tube in there and let it come out. See? Ain't anybody going to bother them? They don't know. Dark night or light, moonlight night, I don't guess it matters. Now, you don't have any trouble like that?
Not yet. Not yet. But they tell me they're sure coming at it, they reckon. That man, what I used to work with the hog on there, Tom Baylor, what I was telling you about, was full of his place. He said every night he leave his tank there full of gas, and when he wake up, his gas gone. So he see the tracks the next morning. So his wife was raking alongside the truck, and I'm at the walk room. She said, "Don't you walk along there, John?" I said, "What's that?" Say, "I've got to find this track camera coming here and steal my gas out of my husband's truck every night."
Yeah.
That's what she told me. So they never even caught him yet. They've been getting that gas.
So it's common.
Yeah.
I went over here at the service station and told them, you know, and they said, well, he didn't even pay attention to it. Apparently, so many people have been missing gas.
Yeah.
It's common.
Right.
John, let me tell you, I want you to come over here sometime when you stay a little while. There's several little things I want to ask, and I can't think of them.
All right, then.
Come on, Faze here and Rick here and them.
All right.
And Debbie and them are here.
All right.
Because we need to talk a little business.
All righty.
I got my mind full of all this other stuff. I don't know what to do.
No,
where
I understand.
You gonna get that keen?
I can cut it down now and bank it, or bring it on over here when I come back.
Yeah.
Or either bank it and when time to plant it, you have the land fixing to plant it. You can plant it now, or you can wait till then and plant it. It don't make no difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd want to plant it out there where it wouldn't be in the way.
That's right.
Where the cows wouldn't get to it.
That's right. And you grow that first patch, then you will have enough to plant a bigger and a bigger place every time.
Every time.
That's right. And then you can sell some of it.
Yeah.
For 20 cents a stalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can sell it for 20 cents a stalk. If you grow good cane, all you have to do is strip it down and it'll turn this as red and put it, you just say sugar cane. It ain't sugar cane, it's pure. You can tell a pure. Pure jet.
Yeah.
But it grow a stalk that big.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
That's as big as an apple.
If you tend to it, it'll sure grow. It's that large.
Big as this pine jar.
Yeah, it'd be the size of this one.
Is that little pickle jar?
Mm-hmm. Be the size of that around. You can hardly get your fingers around it.
That's huge.
Yes, plenty of it. But the little seed what you cut for it, no, it don't be that large, the seed can. You can plant the big one or the little one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you. You don't have enough equipment over here to work with.
No, Phil, no. I see a little tractor, Ford tractor like here beside the road up here on the for sale this morning, and I intend to go back and see about it, but I ain't went back. That was this morning, I seen it sitting inside the highway. I look forward.
Yeah.
If it's a gooder one of that and you got it, it ought to be a gooder.
Yeah, that one's all right.
It sure is.
What
is that?
That's a telephone, man.
Oh,
I haven't got to, this ain't been dead, just completely
oh
dead.
Oh, my, yeah.
Couldn't even call the operator.
Without a clue.
That cultivator bar I've got out there, that's not the kind you need now.
That's right, it sure ain't. It sure ain't.
Well, can't you look around and find something?
I tell you, I'm going to see this old boy and see what he's done with that little distiller. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Did that blade set off this two blades or three blades?
Yeah.
I think this one had three. And it just whittle that stuff over. Just,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is that clear or nothing, them rock won't worry it, because it'll go right on and it sort of scoop it up like and roll it. And it'll turn it.
Yeah. Well, ain't no use figuring on much until you get something to work with.
You ain't joking about that. It really ain't.
If you have to go to store and buy it, you're in bad shape.
You ain't joking.
I think you'd know all these people you could borrow it from, but you can't.
They don't have them coins. They don't have nothing but them old on. Butch and barge and all like that.
Yes.
And them things, so, but they got so big that your tractor wouldn't pull it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trouble. See, you've got to keep that. You got
to
keep.
It'll strain your tractor too much to try.
You've
got to
keep getting a bigger tractor if you're gonna borrow anything.
That's right. That's right.
Swear.
I seen some good bottom plows on me those days, but I don't like them bottom plows. Do you? There's good on new in there. Somewhere I've seen them plows.
Them disc plows.
Them disc plows the best.
Yeah,
that's right, but it'll roll it.
Yeah.
Instead of running on there turning it, it'll roll it.
That's what you need, something to roll it.
That's right. Did you get any sweet potatoes?
No.
They didn't make no sweet potatoes?
No.
Huh?
No.
Didn't make none?
Uh-huh.
Plant them on the wrong time.
I think so.
You grow a pretty vine, but you won't make no potato.
Well, I never saw anything like this before.
That's what it is. Grow the prettiest vine you ever seen and no potatoes. Now, them little bit what I told you I found in the dump. You remember when I told you I found something and I was going to bury them? That's the little seed I got now. I got some potatoes out there in Nashville, and you may think I'm just telling something for the fun of it. It's as big around as this jaw, and about as long as this one.
Yeah.
Nice potatoes. And then I grated the little ones out to make the seeds for the next time.
Yeah.
But you plant them things coming up to the full moon. That's when you plant them.
Yeah.
If you plant them on the way to the moon, or the growing moon, you don't make nothing but a big vine and a heap of pretty vine. No potatoes.
When do you plant yours?
I plant mine 3 days before the full moon. That's when I plant them, 3 days before the full moon, or right on the full moon. It don't make no difference. But after that, you plant them. You're not growing up with a vine.
Well, let me tell you, John, I grew up wearing your sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And I never saw anything like this before.
I seen it over in Gainesville. A man had the prettiest patch of potatoes. Oh, that was some pretty vine. Whew! I don't know if he's going to dig something. He ain't got three potatoes out the whole field. You asked me. That thing got me. I said, man, all them pretty vines, you ain't no potato. And he said, ain't nothing on them. I done dug me about all of it and plowed it up. And ain't nothing, ain't got but about three or four sweet potatoes. I said, that's all? He said, that's all. There ain't nothing under them things. Right there in Gainesville. That was the prettiest potato patch I'm over here ever seen.
Well, you know what I did? I plowed up one row down there and I couldn't find anything. So I plowed up another one and couldn't find anything. So I just took this old cultivator bar, just like you left it.
Yeah.
And I took it down there and just, I turned the cows in first.
Uh-huh.
And let them eat the vine.
Sure.
I had to turn them in two or three times before they never had a sweet potato vine before.
Sure. Yeah.
They ate those sweet potato vines and they'd go along there and look for a little sprout coming out.
Yeah, sure right.
They took to them vines.
Yeah, sure. They love them. They sure do.
And then I took this cultivator bar down there, and I just went back and forth and opened them up. And the cows got so they'd eat them, and
yes,
I wouldn't let them stand long. And then, you know, because they like to change.
Yes, sir. Sure.
They like to change pastures. They
yes,
like to have a surprise.
That's right.
You know,
I understand you. Yes, sir.
And the first thing they do, they bunch up and walk along there and try to find some sweet potatoes.
That's right.
Well, if you gotta go, but let me tell you, John,
mm-hmm.
what you ought to do now. You ought to try to hit us over here when the rest everybody's here, while we can sit around,
mm-hmm.
and we can get into it. We can do a little better.
All right.
We can figure better.
All right, then.
We've got something to go on.
All right.
And we can figure on some of that equipment.
All right. All right, then. Well, I'll come back then one day. And
you don't even go to preaching.
No, I sure don't no more. I preachers got so, some of them preachers got so sore, they said, I don't need to go hear them. You can stay home and pray and get along better yourself. Some of them done got, some of them preachers, they're no good. You know that, though, don't you? Call yourself preachers, and they ain't no good.
There's many of them.
Yeah. I see some of them know them would ride the other man's wife up and down the road all day.
Yeah.
Well, you, that ain't right.
Right,
I hear my boy laugh. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
Is that what he
does? Yeah, I heard it. He must have laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I used to work for him out in the Grove. The last time I heard from him, he had a brand new Chevrolet, a Miller, but he come to my house. And next thing I know, the other preacher told me, he said, I said, where preacher car? He said, huh. So that man got drunk and tore up that car. I said, drunk and tore up the new car? He said, yeah. I said, well, and said, the road man come up and asked and said, yeah, you like the road, it's your car, you bent it up bad. So he told the road man, ain't nothing near my car. The road man said, you talking like that, I better kill you, won't even see you, what is you? Kidding me and checked on him and got him for intoxicated, driving intoxicated. So they put him in jail, but he got out. But now he got to go to school, go to driving school.
They get you.
Yeah, they get you. You drink that stuff and be out there messing around, they sure get you. Get him in that jail and that thing told it on him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that thing to give you, blow.
Yeah.
They know how to get you. I seen a bad wrecking mirror yesterday. I went to get some fruit to that little shed over there. And the lady that took her out and put her in the ambulance and carried her to Alaska. Over there, the Melrose, and the truck was tore all the pieces, and that car wouldn't hurt that bad, but it hurt that woman because the kid was, and 1 hour before the road man got there. That was a devil of a mess. Had all the road blocked there.
Yeah.
Had to run the edge of the ditch to get by.
Yeah. Well, you know, they don't have many road men
now. No, I see they don't. Not as they used to.
You call somebody down this end of the county, he may have to come from the far other end of the county.
That's right. They struck for more money once, you know, I remember seeing it in the news. And I don't think they come up with that money, so they a whole lot of them quit.
Yeah, I tell you.
Chuck, that you beating and bamming out there? He got a drum home. He got a drummy wagon board, cost $100 and something. He can whoop that thing. He beats that drum. And all them little drums and cymbals, and he go ahead on with it.
Hope that your house?
Yeah. So I reckon that's why he, I can't. Reckon he's thinking about that drum.
I'd love to hear him.
Yeah, he can whoop that drum.
You think if I come by there sometime, reckon
he'd be. Yeah, he'll play for you. Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know just how to get to your house. Where do you turn off? Is it on the far side of the road?
Yeah, on the far side. If you're going from Citra down to my place, like you're going on the...
You go on through Citra?
That's right. And come where the... Where it's the old 301, with the arrow, and new 301 is the four lane.
Yeah.
Well, where it's the old 301, you just flip right back round and come right back like you're coming back to Citra.
And then ask.
And the first place you can turn off the road on the right, after you turn back, that's where I live, right there.
How far is it out of Citra?
Out on the other side of McLeod's Silver Spring Packing House.
Yeah.
You pass there.
Yeah.
You go on down till you get right there. You'll see the old 301 and it's got an arrow pointing.
Yeah.
But the new one goes straight ahead on the four lane. But where it's the old 301, that's where you want to turn. Just turn right round. Right on round on the other side. Come right back up there. And the first road you see turning there, that's where I live.
Well, now you don't live in a settlement.
Yeah, there's some people out there from there all the way about all the way back to Citra.
Oh, is
that? Yes, sir.
So you live right there on the edge of the settlement.
That's right.
Well, you any of them folks ever help you? You can't get any help from them.
No, they don't do nothing. They look like everything they do it look like against you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get much help there.
No, so far. All they look out for is themselves. They ain't studying you.
Yeah. If they're working for you, if they work for you, they just give you a hard time.
Now, man, I asked a man to come put some windows in my house. You know, two of my windows broke. I asked him to come. I got the new windows. I asked him to come put them in. Nobody told me to charge me an hour to work on them, to put them in. Make a guess. What do you charge me to, just to put the windows in?
Yeah.
Make a guess. What do you say you charge me an hour?
Exactly
what he told me. $5 an hour. And he got to make all the hours he can because he got to plunk around and make out this ain't right and that ain't right. Yeah. You just kill the time.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Over here on the road across the creek, over there past the River Styx. Do you know them people that live there at the corner of the Cross Creek Road? Guthrie? You don't know them?
Guthrie?
Yeah.
The name sounds mighty familiar.
Old man Guthrie lived there. He died.
George Guthrie?
I don't think his name was George Guthrie. Well, anyhow, they got the Sears people to come out there and put a new roof on for them.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's some roof they put on.
Sure.
You know the valleys there?
Yeah.
They got metal.
Yeah,
they
understand.
They didn't put metal in there. They just put the shingles.
Yeah, I see.
How long that gonna last?
No, not long.
Well, let me tell you now. The thing leaked, and it leaked down into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just redone all that bathroom. Well, they kept after them. They finally went down there to get the manager, and the manager sent a man out there, and he tore the ceiling off, and he pulled the floor up like he meant business. And that's been a month, and he hasn't been back since.
Oh.
Now, that's Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you haven't had anything any worse than that.
No, sir. Sure ain't. I had a man to come drain my septic tank. He charged me $50. And it wasn't there in no time. That old thing pumping. Charged me $50.
Is that right?
That's right. $50 cash. That'd be $50 of my money rent, what I had. I was holding it back, you know, to pay my tax.
You can't make it that fast.
Nah, I got a tax thing done coming to me for $84 and something for my tax for this year. On 1 acre, and ain't quite an acre of land. Yes, sir.
You can't make it that fast, can you?
Sure can.
Who makes money? Well, your children help you a little bit.
A little, not again, that's right. Yeah, a little bit.
But that's just, they don't work now.
And then when they help me, they get it all right back when they're going to school or something. The teacher saying that this thing and that thing. But I look, they got more than they ever had made. Yeah, I know. It don't do me much.
You know, if a fella could just, if they just, everybody just leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And just let him have his own family go out there and do a little something.
That's right.
You don't even have your own family, John.
That's right. That's right. People don't know.
Somebody else tells them what to do.
That's it. It looked like they like the other fella. They'll get out and wait for the other fella.
What's the best time you ever had?
Not too much of it. I sure ain't.
What is the best time you ever had?
When I was home with my mom and daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best time I ever had. But when I was home with them, I'm telling you the truth. When I was home with them, I stayed there till I was 22 years old.
Yeah.
And I'd bring my mother told me, say, when I got 21, she said, you 21? No, you keep your money. I'll give her my money right on.
Yeah.
Now I got to be 23 years old, I'm getting married. My mom said, take some of your money. I wouldn't take but about $2 or $3. Give it to her. And I made much money there, man, ever made long as men. I did pay me just what they would demand, because I do the same way.
Yeah.
But tell them, no, they don't give me no money. They're waking to make big piles of money when I look at them and throw it all in looking for me to feed them.
They, you know, they can go out and people pay them more than would you.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Is that right?
That's right.
Hell, that's where I, up there where I work, they pay these, they get these young fellas brand new, and to pay them more than I make,
That's right.
I've been there.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, sure. Well, I reckon I better run, Mr. Marlin. I'm going to come over here one day, and I have a whole lot of time to get off. I'm going to make it some time. Ain't going to get no time. Just got to make some time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come back tomorrow. Reckon that's got to be enough of that fruit, huh? Reckon that's enough of that fruit?
Oh man, it's working.
Yes, sir.
That old telephone is working.
Yes, sir, that's good.
Well, let me tell you, John, you, now this boy, is he pretty good help?
Yes, sir, he's good.
Gentlemen, over around 700 and the end of visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, 29th of November, 73. Channel 1 over, around 700, and the end of the visit with John Turner this Wednesday afternoon, the 29th of November, 73. Channel 1 over, around 700, and the end of the visit with John Turner this Wednesday, the 29th of November, 73.